This is a HeadGum Original.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sullivan. Are you crazy? Do you know whose money are you stealing?
We ain't stealing that.
All right, listen up. The men we're after are professional runners. We find them, we take them as a team, and we bring them back. And above all else, we don't ever, ever let them get into cars.
Home sweet home.
This just went from Mission Impossible to Mission of freaking sanity.
We'll stick to the plan. If you're gonna survive, stop thinking like a cop. You're in my world now. We'll do one last drive, and then we disappear forever.
Is here because Lauren has just so much to do now.
Okay, she's got 14 pounds of tasks that she has to manage.
14 pounds already?
I don't know. I'm just guessing. They grow fast.
They do grow fast. I love that I won't name what it is, and I refuse to.
Same.
So we're fucking watching The Fast and the Furious. This is the fifth episode of the fourth season, and it's going to be 10 episodes. We're going to cover all 9 movies along with Hobbs and Shaw. Today, we are talking Fast 5, which is available for free on Peacock. You can watch it for a fee on Amazon, Apple TV, Google Play, Vudu. We're going to fucking spoil it. These are old-ass movies, so, like, get the fuck with it. Okay, before I give thoughts, I just want to introduce our guest. Ooh, it's Jen D'Angelo, a writer, an actor, a producer, has worked on Solar Opposites, Workaholics, and Young Rock. You worked on Young Rock? Wow.
Hell
Jen!
Yeah, baby.
Oh, I love you.
A live reaction to my credits is amazing.
Well, I didn't realize you worked on Young Rock. So you've met The Rock.
No.
Okay, yeah. That's
he doesn't
how
come
TV
around
works.
And meet the entire writer's
that's
room.
That's how TV
you listen
works.
Up, you yep. son of a okay. bitch. Here's a glass of Terramina. Have a sip of Terramina tequila. We love
I
you, Jen D'Angelo.
Get a bottle of Terramana. Excuse
yes.
you.
Oh, excuse
wait,
me.
What the fuck is Terramana?
His tequila, and it's really good.
Yeah.
I also Ooh. Have had a Zoa, his energy drink. Which is also pretty good.
It's 3:45 a.m.
and call it a rock.
Oh, yeah.
Order a little rock.
We were talking, call it a TNZ.
Hmm?
Ooh, I like
okay,
it.
Okay. You guys, I fucking loved this movie.
This is my favorite movie.
So fucking
Jen,
much.
It's my favorite of the series as well. I mean,
it's my favorite movie.
Okay. All right. Different argument here.
I guffawed at the end when Han and Wonder Woman are like making out as he's driving. And then she's like, where do you want to go to next? And he's like, oh, I don't know. She's like, I thought, or he says like Germany or something. And she's like, I thought you wanted to go to Tokyo. And he goes, not yet.
Yeah, I told you. fuck the Marvel unit. Fuck the Marvel universe.
My God.
The Fast universe has continuity figured out.
It is like- so funny. It would be like, I was thinking, I was like, what would this be like? It would be like if like, fucking Princess Leia got a spinoff movie and then was a not even the second lead. Like right. he's a minor character in Tokyo Drift.
He's just so good that they force him into
the
world.
They just loved him. Yeah. They were like, we will bend space and time to keep him around.
And they will do it again.
Yeah, they'll do it over and over.
They do it twice with this guy. And I know people hate when I talk about stuff that it comes in upcoming movies.
I don't but give a shit.
Yeah, it's context. It's context.
I like it.
Yeah, me too. That's why
because
I do
it's something to look for, and right. then I enjoy it doubly because I was like, "Ooh, it came."
When he says "not yet," you're like, "He's like, he might as well say, wait a couple more movies."
Yeah,
she's like, "Huh?"
I'm gonna stick around at least until 8.
I mean, oh wait, you said at least until 8. Does he die in 8?
Oh,
So 3 in the series, it goes 1, 2, 4, 5, 6, 7, 3, 8.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. So yeah,
that's
we'll say
the order.
Oh,
that's the
no.
order.
Oh boy.
That's
oh,
how
boy.
You count.
That's so nuts. But I gotta say, this movie was really fucking fun. I loved it. I loved in the first 5 minutes we get to see Vince, and Vince calls fucking Brian a buster.
Buster again?
I texted you gamers. I was like, ooh.
The best, one of my like favorite lines of the movie is when right after that opening, when they like flip that prison bus.
Mm-hmm.
And then they just like a throwaway line from a newscaster is like, miraculously, no fatalities. It was like, come on. Everyone's dead.
In this series, they do so much work to make sure we still think they're good guys.
Yeah.
Like at the end of this movie, it's like, all the cops are crooked, so it's okay to smash their fucking cars to smithereens.
They said the newscaster was like, 21 inmates were fine. Only one got loose. And I was like, wait, what? If the thing fucking flip, you crawl out and you run. What do you mean only one got away?
Yeah.
Dominic Toretto. Yeah.
And I love that they're like the FBI's most wanted. And then The Rock. Why was he so sweaty in every single scene? Dripping wet.
So shiny.
So
just
shiny.
Oiled down.
It's because he's in Brazil. And it's hot in Brazil.
You're not an American anymore. Oh, wait, no. Your mistake was thinking you're in America. You're in Brazil.
Brazil.
With his arms stretched out. Oh, my God.
Because the buster stayed and got me home safe from the cops.
Is the line in one.
And I got to say, another favorite part is when Vin Diesel reveals this, that he doesn't know how to smile or look happy because he's watching everyone drink and he's drinking in a one shot and trying to smile. This is after his like family speech and he's like, he looks deranged. And then Brian comes over and is like, hey man, he's like, family. I was laughing so hard.
I feel like I have to tell you guys, that my wedding was Fast Five themed.
Wait, I'm sorry. I wanted you to reveal this info because I had heard, I did not know Fast Five specifically.
I thought it was Tokyo Drift themed.
Oh my God, no. That would be so like weird.
That would be tacky.
And like vaguely racist. It's like, yeah, what are you doing?
The whitest couple in the world has a Tokyo Drift
theme. How was, tell me about this theme.
Okay, yeah. So We did have elements of the franchise. Like, I walked down the aisle to a piano and strings cover of See You Again.
The song that, Jen, if I heard a piano and strings cover of See You Again right now, I can make myself cry because I can it's think beautiful. About the end of Seven. It hits the end. It hurts and hits so good. That's
it
awesome.
Is. It is
I would be weeping at your wedding. Be like, do you even really know her? It's like, well, we worked together once or twice. But this song means a lot to us.
We share this. We love this song. It was amazing, though, because like we had like a normal song for like Bridesmaids or whatever. And then like it like stops. And then you just hear like, do, 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 do. And then I appear and people laughed. And my family was just like, why are people laughing?
That is very fucking funny.
So we had that. And then at the reception, our signature cocktails were the Agent Hobbs and the Dominic Toretto. And then when we had to give like our speech at the end, like to like thank everyone for coming or whatever, we just quoted his speech from the end of this movie, which is like, money will come and go. We all know that. But the only thing that matters are the people in this room. Salute mi familia.
That's very funny.
That makes me so happy. That makes me, I'm so jealous. I want to marry you.
That is so fucking funny.
I'm picturing your husband on the altar wearing a white A-frame shirt, a white tank top is what we call them now, with white capri pants.
A-frame shirt?
Or an A shirt, I believe, is what they're called. Because like a T-shirt has sleeves and then the formal, we on Action Boys, we call it a wife eater. So it's like for the people,
wife eater.
It's for people who eat pussy, like they can wear those tank tops.
I love
it. I immediately went to like, just like murder, like eating cannibalism. Your wife, as if that's better.
Yeah, it was a wife eater. Now it's a wife eater where you fucking cannibalize your wife.
Much better, okay?
Yeah, because she's gone PC and doesn't police. Have to deal with the pain. That's so funny. Okay. So the Toretto Gazzetto, Fast and the Furious 10 is set for April 2023 release. That's far away.
It's
Fasten your seatbelts.
I hope that's the name. They're going to do something weird because
I
just,
hope that is it the has name. To Fasten your seatbelts. So Universal announced the 10th and penultimate. So there's going to be one more after it.
And I think it's going to be 2022 and 2023. Like 10 is going to be a two-parter. That is one. Like they're going to shoot it all at once.
I see.
And I think we're only going to have to wait like a year in between.
Whoa. Okay.
I think. And I'm not that someone should fact check this and edit it out if I'm wrong, Faris.
No, leave it in so people can tweet at you that you're wrong.
Yeah.
It gives someone an activity to do.
Giving people, oh, I love this podcast, but here is my notes about it. Oh, thanks. Okay. We'll take them into account.
Yes, I will not listen. So Vin Diesel, he's going to announce the title at some point on social media. The cast has not been revealed, but it's expected that Vin will return with Sung Kang. Am I saying that? Sung Kang?
Yeah, Sung Kang.
Sung Kang. Tyrese Gibson, Jordana Brewster, and Michelle Rodriguez. John Cena's return as Jacob Toretto is still... He's his brother? That's insane.
Yeah.
That's fully fucking insane.
Oh, get really excited because it's very weird in 9.
Which it's is very strange.
Fantastic movie, but it's a weird vibe that how much young Toretto shit is in it.
I don't see
Ludacris Bridges listed in the potential cast, which
me
is upsetting
either,
to me.
And he's got to be there. When asked about the film, Diesel told Entertainment Weekly, just wait for 10. Let's just say the fact that you guys know that the studio is saying we can't cover all this ground that needs to be covered in just one movie. You can only imagine what's to come. That's my Vin Diesel.
I don't know what he's talking about.
Yeah, he is a lunatic. He is a crazy man. He's lost his goddamn mind.
I love him so much.
I love him too.
Same here. Oh, real quick, I watched Los Bandoleros, the short film that he wrote and directed that connects all the movies together. It connects 3, 4, and 5. It's like a rant. Yeah, it's included on one of the other DVDs, but it's you can find it on Vimeo. It's a 15-minute short film that takes place in the Dominican Republic that sets up how Han meets Santos and all these and how they all meet up. It's crazy.
Why does he do that?
Is it good?
It's fine, but it does feature Dom and Letty making out on a kayak. Exactly. They're lying on it. It looks crazy.
Okay, so that's what I'm going to do after we finish this. I'm going to watch that 15-minute.
Can I give you another little assignment of what to watch?
Yes. Wait, what's it called again? I'm going to write it down. Los
Bandoleros.
And then once you're done with that, you have to watch on the special features of the Fast Five Blu-ray, which I own and have watched.
Which we all own, Jen.
There's a special feature where it's Tyrese joking around on set, and it's just Tyrese doing pranks, and it's you can just tell that everyone is just kind of sick of him. They're just Tyrese thinks he's really funny and he's just wasting a lot of time.
He thinks he's very funny.
I mean, he is the comic relief of the Fast franchise, which is crazy that you just in any other world where you'd be all right, we need to cast the comic relief. It's you want to get a comedian? It's how about a beautiful model? It's all right, yeah, let's do that. Yeah, good call. What are we thinking? We'll have a beautiful model be the funniest guy.
I mean, it is pretty wild. I saw a video of Tyrese was looking for Vin, but then finds Paul Walker in a bald cap. And he's like, what are you doing, man? And he's like, I'm Vin Diesel. And he's like, he's going to get real mad if he sees you like this. It was a very strange video.
What?
You saw this on Pornhub, you said?
I saw it on Pornhub. It was none of the actual people from the movie. And then they started fucking power fucking. And I was like, this is nuts.
Doesn't it feel like the fight between Vin and The Rock veers close to power fucking?
Oh, yes. It fully was the most sexual thing in the movie. Yes.
It's in between a full kaiju battle, a fucking Godzilla versus King Kong, slash, some suggested videos on Pornhub. You might like these two bears absolutely killing each other.
Just throwing each other through walls over and over.
I thought it was very hot. I was very into it. Real quick, we have to take a break. If you're wondering what a NordVPN is, I'll tell you. VPN stands for Virtual Private Network, a service that protects your internet connection and online privacy. A VPN creates an encrypted tunnel for your data, protect your online identity by hiding your IP address, and allow you to use public Wi-Fi hotspots safely. I'm using a NordVPN myself. And honestly, it's very easy to use. You connect with one click to enable auto connect for zero click protection. It has amazing speed. NordVPN is one of the fastest VPNs out there, and it supports every major platform: Windows, Android, iOS, Linux, even Android TV. You can switch your virtual location to access apps and websites in other countries. Get an exclusive NordVPN deal here at nordvpn.com/newcomers. NordVPN.com/newcomers. It's risk-free with Nord's 30-day money-back guarantee. Link is in the episode description.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah. That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Now we're back. So, Fast Five, written by Chris Morgan. Thank you, Chris. Directed by Justin Lin. Justin, I forgive you for Tokyo Drift. It was released on April 29th, 2011. Gotta say, it feels very current.
Yeah. Also, Nicole, did you just take that break just then because you were too horny?
I was so fucking horny. I almost slid out of my seat just thinking about it.
I just had to switch my seat towel out real quick.
Yeah.
At every commercial.
It was sopping wet and I didn't want to get cold.
Before we start breaking down the movie, going through the plot, I just want to talk about one scene in this movie that the power of five is in the scene when it's like, if you're serious about this, then we're going to need a team. And they rattle off the team, just describe, and no one fits the description they're saying. It's like, we need a smooth talker, someone who can bust through walls. Just like, and they're just arbitrarily jamming, but it's everyone you've ever met in the previous four movies. And then when they all meet, the moment when Paul Walker's like, this is Roman. We, you know, we did that thing in Miami together. He's like, we did Fast 2 together. And it's like that scene when you realize Vin Diesel wouldn't know Roman at all and Paul Walker wouldn't know Han at all. Like it all gets, you're like, oh my God, this is so fucking crazy that this movie features this.
It is weird because it's like they went off and made separate phone calls. And they're like, okay, so you're going to like meet my friend. I think you're going to like him. He's like pretty fucking cool. We drove cars in Miami. Just wait, you'll see him. And Tyrese like looks at Vin Diesel in a way where I was like, oh yeah, you replaced Vin Diesel. And then Vin Diesel got to come back. And then you didn't get to come back until now.
Now everybody's back.
Everyone's back.
When he goes, this is Tej, best circuit man in the country. And it's like, and circuit man? He was a mechanic one movie
ago. My favorite part about that was they were like, wait, I didn't know you knew this. And he's like, I had a life before this. And I was like, that's how you explain it?
Well, that's what they do in this movie. It's like, everyone says they've had a life before this.
Which
and we're
going to
learn. Some of them have multiple lives.
It's just like, who cares? Yeah.
Nobody gives a shit. I mean, it's. And then I was like, Wonder Woman was like, we saw enough of her to bring her back.
That's what I love about Vin Diesel. Honestly, I know this is the first one where he's an EP. This thrills me to no end that I guarantee he was like, we should have Gal Gadot from 4 be in our crew. Because he has the eyeball for fucking star power. That is just objectively true. He just knows to like, every time a new popular person is just like, a scene pops up, he like rolls somebody into them. Like when Game of Thrones was popular, he just added that woman who plays Ramsay, whose name escapes me right now. It's just like, all right, you're in the crew now for 5 more movies because Game of Thrones is a huge show. Like he's fucking smart. And I guarantee he saw this Gal Gadot chick has something. Let's fucking bring her back. Yeah.
He's a good producer. Like I remember read an interview with him where he was talking about Triple X, which I feel like might as well be like Fast, you know, 4.5 or whatever.
Jason,
like they're in the franchise. They might as well be. He skis down a mountain. It's like, yeah, Dom would do that. But he was talking about that and how he like specifically was like, I want to get the most popular person from like every country. Or not every country. But
yeah, in the sequel, the Triple X, it's like a very famous soccer player, Ruby Rose, a very famous DJ, a couple of people who don't speak great English but are beautiful and talented actors. And you're like, oh, they're clearly huge actors from other countries.
Yeah, he makes his shit global. Like shooting this in Rio with a like a very diverse cast, you're like, oh yeah, you are making this appeal to like truly the masses.
He knows what he's doing. And I know I say that again, I'm always the white guy screaming about it, but like he is the master of like figure out, like he's like showing the world all these places that aren't in movies. Like we have 11 scenes in the favelas and it's not just about how poor and scary it is in the favelas. Like,
yeah, It was, he made it look beautiful. Like, it was a beautiful movie. I was like, yeah, I want to go to Rio de Janeiro.
I love that we're talking about it as if, like, he shot it.
Yeah. He did. Vin Diesel was the DP. He was the director. He was the cinematographer. He did everything.
If they let him, he would. That's the problem and the family. And the power of him.
Yeah.
Family. I'm the family him. Now holding the cinematographer.
I love him so much. Okay. So, like, oh, also, I didn't realize they were stealing gas to give to people.
No, I know. Again, that's this what this movie does well is retcon everyone to be heroes. Like Jen said, miraculously, no one was hurt, of course. Everyone in there is evil. There's a part in like Fast 7 when they're like, the base is completely empty of soldiers. Everyone inside is a terrorist. It's like, oh, so we can just shoot missiles into the base safely? It's like, oh, yeah.
Everyone inside is a terrorist.
They literally say that at one point. It's like, they forget due process. At least the guys that are just getting mercilessly killed are... corrupt cops who are probably corrupt due to the fucking circumstances of living in Rio. Uh-huh. Like, it's not necessarily they're all evil cops. They probably, a lot of them didn't have a choice.
It doesn't matter. They have to die.
They get creamed by a safe.
Bye-bye.
I do feel like this movie, I might be remembering this wrong and the timing might not line up. I should have looked this up. Whatever. Here I am.
Thank you for coming. You already did more work than us.
I do feel like this movie, like, it was like a talking point after like how much death and destruction they caused with that vault chase. And then feel like Man of Steel, it was like it came out like kind of around when Man of Steel came out, and that like was like 100 9/11s, and it became a thing of like these people are causing so much chaos.
109/11.
And then I feel like movies kind of like pivoted where like Batman versus Superman became about Batman being like, why did you fucking do 109/11s? Then the Fast and Furious movies like started like having more of that thing of like, don't worry, they can.
We're
die,
in the desert.
Bad.
We're in we're in a warehouse with Mr. Nobody's goons.
But
it's like
yeah, a lot of people died in this movie. A whole train full of people passed away. A bunch of cops were decapitated. People got shot so many times that I was like, is this a war movie now?
Like 8 guys in Hobbs's crew are murdered.
That scene is brutal. That is like murdered. Sicario. It's when so brutal.
I can't remember the actor's name, but the black dude in Hobbs's crew.
Oh boy, he's hot as
he's so
fuck.
Handsome. He's in the show Numbers too, a show that I watched every episode of. That's my problem. They drop 3 grenades on him. He's laying there, and 2 grenades land, and then another grenade. You're like, let the guy die, please. And The Rock is like making eye contact with him as the 3rd grenade lands. It's like, this is heavy fucking dude. And then saves the day is Vin Diesel with a pump action shotgun, of course. He's got to have like the special Vin Diesel of guns.
He does. There are a lot of shots where Vin was like, make me look good. And they were like, we'll do. We'll put you in slow-mo. We'll get that camera angle going. You are our hero.
He's the producer now. I'm the producer now. even the Brazil line, he knows to stand in like the delt trap bicep flex.
Where we can see all of his muscles.
And he's standing like Christ the Redeemer. He's just I am Brazil.
He does... Dominic Toretto is Christ in his mind. He was ready to die for Paul Walker, ready to die for Brian O'Connor's sins at the end of this movie.
He really was. So this movie starts with Mia and Brian meeting up with Vince, calls him a buster, and Vince is like, I got a job. Let's also, Mia knows Spanish. I was like, I didn't know this. But anyway, he's like, we're going to steal these cars from a train. And they love opening these movies with these like Western homages to like robbing train cars, robbing trucks, whatever. I don't understand who the accomplices are. Like, who are those people who are like,
That's
We're
going to
get that car. Huh?
That's ZZ, who's Reyes from Brazil, the main bad guys. That's his right-hand man.
Okay, yes.
And they need that car, that special car, because that's the one that has
that
the
has
locations.
The chip in it. Yes,
exactly.
Okay.
But that's weird that when, because then they eyeball when Mia's like, I'll take this one.
Yes.
And then you see he's like, the plan has changed. I'm Vin Diesel. I'm aware of everything that's happening at all times.
Yeah, I was like, Vin, how are you here? You what? How do you know all, see all?
He's
Vin
instantly informed about everything that's going on. I love the reveal when him and Brian run into each other. Like when like they open the train and it's like standing there.
Yes.
And it looks, again, very homoerotic. The two of them and a lot of their scenes are very gay. In a way I'm here for. I'm enjoying it.
I mean, I like everything that's like homo. Like these movies are very like gay. And I like them.
It's bromance.
I think it's good bromance. For culture.
I think so too. For, you know, men who identify as straight to be like, I could be family with another man who's not related to me and love him.
I love this man more than anything in the world. It's great.
Quick aside, do you guys watch the show Dave on FX, the Little Dicky show?
No, but I saw a commercial for it and I was like, this seems very funny.
I highly recommend that. It's really funny, but I also think it's one of the coolest portrayals of like adult heterosexual male friendship. Like they like look out for, like, it's, they fight, but there's also moments of like, I'm worried about your mental health, friend. It's like, it's just a really cool vibe and it feels, it feels new. It feels like you haven't like seen that. It feels realistic and nice. It's
in cool. a similar vein, do you guys watch Summer House?
No.
No.
It's a reality show on Bravo, and there's like kind of an interesting male friendship in that too, where one of I recommend it if you have time.
I love this. I love it. We're telling the people where they can look for male friendships to emulate.
Carl and Kyle, it's an interesting thing. They start a business together. They have to get real. It's great. Anyway,
we're also we're sitting here soft pitching other newcomer season ideas.
Yeah, because I haven't seen any of these things. So, okay, they escape to their safe house. And I was like, how do they already have? Is this Vince's safe house? Where are we getting
safe houses are a character in this movie. You get a lot of like, thank God, Hobbs, we almost died fighting Hobbs. It's like, all right, cool, well let's go to a different safe house he doesn't know about. It's like they have like five giant, and one safe house features a fucking indoor driving course, like they have,
which was nuts. Well no, he was like, build a course, and I was like, what? How is this big enough? Exactly. How did you get the dimensions? How do you know? So Brian, Dom, and Mia, they like are taking apart the car. They find this fucking chip. So Vince arrives and he's like being all shady and shit. And then Brian immediately is like, no, you were in on it. Da, 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 da. And then fucking Dom's just like, no, he says he's not. He's not. What are you up to? That turn made me laugh so hard. Because I was like, why did you tell Brian to leave him alone and then be like, hey, what's going on? But Vince,
Brian, I'm the one who finds out what everything that happens in these movies. OK, relax.
I'm a producer.
But it turns out, maybe they fucking kill Vince because he was being bad. He was going to sell the chip to Rice on his own.
I mean, not to get, you know, deeper into the franchise since the fans don't like it or whatever, but
that's okay. I don't care.
I don't give a fuck about the fans. I'm only in here for one season.
Yeah, if you want to get pissed at me, you can actually get pissed at Lapkus's baby.
Yeah. I mean, technically, that baby is the reason why the podcast changed. So
there you go. But as you'll see and continue to see in later installments in the franchise, they don't give a shit if somebody does something bad. Like, they are very happy to just like retcon something and be like, it's actually fine. Like, we still love them. So the fact
But why
that,
not with Vince?
Yeah,
they
I don't know.
Vince.
They're just like, Vince, fuck you. Like, you're out of here. Maybe
he comes back and saves them. He comes back and saves them later. He gets his like heroic return.
Wait, Vince isn't dead dead?
No, he is dead.
He dies in this movie, but I'm saying they throw him out now and he comes back and saves Mia at the market later on in this movie. Then he gets shot in the big where the dude gets three grenades.
Yes.
Vince gets one shot, but also dies. But did you like seeing early in the movie when Vince is driving and you see the scars on his arm from Fast One?
I did catch that, and I was like, that is such a good, like, honestly, if you blink, you'll miss it detail.
Yes.
But like a very good detail.
I also bet Vin really fought for that. Like, probably. He was like, yeah. Trust me, put the scars on. They're like, no one's going to see it.
People will talk about it later on a podcast.
In 10 years.
Are you familiar with newcomers? What's a podcast, Vin?
He's just like an internal being.
Like This American Life?
He's experiencing all of time at once.
I believe it.
So they discovered that this chip, for whatever reason, this criminal put on his chip the locations of all his money.
Yeah.
And it's $10 million in, or no, sorry, $100 million in cash, which is a lot. But then Agent Luke Hobbs and his team arrive in Rio to arrest Dom and Brian with the help of a local rookie, Elena Neves.
Absolute I love when The Rock is getting off the ship with his crew here because mm-hmm. he's in full blown Dwayne Johnson mode. He's like, yep. These guys, you do not let them get in a car. They are runners. I need you over here. We need a helo. And then they're like, oh, we can get you a translator. He's like, already picked one. And he has like a really like serious reason for why he picked her. But uh-huh. It's like, already picked one. Yeah, she's an absolute smoke show, of course. Uh-huh. Like, uh-huh. I'd be like, all right, Hobbs, pump the brakes. You have no women in your crew. The one you want to add is this absolute smoke. Nice try.
And he says, she's got a nice smile. And I was like, huh, okay. And then later I was like, oh, I guess he picked the rookie because she's not corrupt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then I was like, so funny that like the least corrupt person's the hottest in the department.
Exactly. Conveniently enough for Fast franchise, some of the most beautiful people in the world are evil. And some are truly good.
But I'm just like, why are Dom and Brian that wanted that there's a special agent who like searches, hunts, and kills people that is now on their case?
And it's because I'm doing work for the movie here, but it's because those DEA agents were killed on the train by the Brazilian.
And
they got framed for it. I want to talk about this fucking favela parkour scene. This is so fucking fun.
I was
in the theater seeing this for the first time with Ben Rogers and Gavin Spieler before Cage Match. And this movie reinvigorated my love of going to the theater of big blockbuster action movies. It like got me. And then like between Fast and Mission Impossible, I just like was able to like enjoy these non-comic book franchises that were so thrilling. But this movie, this chase scene where Vin is just like running through walls, The Rock is running through. Mm-hmm. They don't even let Dominic and Brian run the same way. They're like, he's like, no, Vin would be straightforward and through the walls, and Brian would do parkour. And it's like, did you not cackle when she goes, I'm pregnant? I'm like, babe, I don't think you are anymore. Like, I would hold off until I would go get checked out because you just jumped through like fucking six ceilings and you're confident you're still pregnant.
Yeah, they crashed through a fucking ceiling.
Every time I laugh because she goes, I'm pregnant. And it's like solves everything. And then you're like, why would you let that? Why would you? Then you shouldn't have ran. Like, you should have just gotten arrested.
Yeah. Just like kind of give up and be like, I got to keep the baby safe. But she's like, no, I don't give a shit. Well, you know, they tell some women that you can like run and exercise up until like 8 months, I think.
Yeah. I remember hearing that on Sex and the City. Charlotte's doctor told her that since
honestly,
she already jogs.
That's what I'm quoting. I'm not quoting any sort of medical advice. Just, you know, Charlotte on Sex and the City, when she's nervous about the baby and she gives up running and she starts again because they tell her it's safe up until 8 months.
Yeah. You know. If you jog your baby away, we're sorry.
Another newcomer's soft pitch. A 200 episode series about Sex and the City. I love Sex and the City,
it's
too.
It's so fucking good. Like,
we used to watch it just all the fucking time in our house.
I
it would just be background all the time.
It holds up. I will say the last season, not my favorite. Same. I thought the first movie was a beautiful, like, package to the franchise. Like, it wasn't a good movie, but I was like, I want it more. I got more. The second movie is an abomination that I will watch. Okay, that's how much I love the franchise. I will suffer through it.
But I do think it gets Muslims right. I do think that's the one thing Sex and the City 2 does get right, is they can figure out, they touch on the cultural just lightly. I think they have it completely figured out, Sex and the City 2. Why would you take such a swing and be like, let's do like weird, like,
it was really strange. It was a very swing strange. And a miss. We're going to Abu Dhabi. Why? The show is called Sex in the City, New York City. It made zero sense. Anyway, back to Fast and the Furious. When Dom realizes that The Rock is chasing him, that Hobbs is chasing, or Shaw, wait, no, Shaw.
Hobbs.
When Hobbs is chasing him, and he's like jumping, and his like arms are kind of stretched out, but he like looks behind him. For whatever reason, that was very funny to me.
It's because it's physically impossible.
Yeah, physically
like,
impossible.
Like, he's soaring through the air at like 240 pounds with bootcut jeans
yeah,
on.
Yeah, okay, that maybe that's what it was. I was like, there's no way that this huge man is as agile as they're trying to make him
yep.
seem.
And he's literally like doing a fucking like... you do that shit in the Olympics, snowboarding, like the complete spin around. He's able to like look, catch him in the sky, and be like, oh, okay, then I should land here. It's like, uh-huh. you can't physically do that.
It's crazy.
You would just be rolling through fucking plywood and hoping you land safely eventually.
It also, like, not to, you know, just be like a Rock stan here, but The Rock is like, he's a giant guy, but he's also mm-hmm. like pretty athletic, and you buy that he's agile. Like, you're like, he can move. Mm-hmm. Vin Diesel is just like, if you took a bunch of muscles and like crammed them into, he's like so dense that him yeah. doing mm-hmm. any kind of anything besides just like stiffly walking and punching.
Well, he doesn't demonstrate agility in any other scenes. Like, the fist fight where The Rock does like the back handspring up, and then it's like, ooh. But Vin Diesel's move mm-hmm. is like smashing his head against the wall. He's like, he doesn't have the same kind of, he never demonstrates agility. Although we should say, Vin Diesel soars through the air and catches people a lot in this movie series.
Yes.
That's something he does multiple times, yes. is fly through the air mm-hmm. and save someone or grab someone that he has. He's very good at aiming himself like a giant, doughy, yes. corona-filled torpedo towards something.
Which I truly don't buy. Okay, so the crew assembles, and Vince rejoins the crew, and then in an effort to consolidate the money, which is a really great plan, they burn a bunch of cash in front of Rise's staff. They're counting money, and they burn it.
Some of his favorite employees were present for the money burning in the safe house.
They were filling out their W-2s.
And HR is pissed. It turns out there was lighter fluid near the safe house. I love this part where they all take their masks off. It's like only Dom has to, you know what I mean?
Yes.
And arguably none of them should, because the plan yeah. makes no sense regardless.
The plan does make sense. Burn the money. Tell them who did it. Actually, no, you don't have to tell him who did it.
No.
Yeah, you really don't.
He just knows his money got burned, so he moves his money into the police station.
Yeah. I love that moment when they're watching, everyone's watching the money from different places, and they're uh-huh. like, we all work in we all have shot movies and TV shows. Imagine that's like 14 days of shooting just yep. to get all yep. those single shots of people going, whoa. Whoa, as cars drive by. Like, that is a half a month of worth of shooting just to have that. Uh-huh. And that's why I like these movies. It's like, I need yeah. all that info.
But they then they must take forever to fucking shoot.
I believe yeah. this one was like 2 months over schedule or something like that.
Oh, I mean, I yeah. imagine yeah. there's so many fucking shots.
I remember talking to the production designer for The Tomorrow War, also worked on some of the Fast movies. I worked on The Tomorrow sick. War.
Nicole's got to have a live reaction to your credit. Nicole, oh, yeah. How do you feel about The Tomorrow War?
Tomorrow War! Well, I think it's because I knew this. I was talking to Mitch, and Mitch was like, Jen's here! And I was like, oh, that's so fun. That's nice. So I knew it.
Mitch,
but I can act
best.
Like I didn't know it. Yeah. You were on the Chris Pratt!
Thank you. That's exactly what I was looking for.
Thank you so much. But yeah, I remember I was talking to him and I was like, I love the Fast and the Furious movies. And he was telling me about how they shot, I think it was for 6 actually, they like shot on a stretch of actual road in like Colorado or something. But then for pickups, they had to like rebuild the road in Atlanta.
Oh my God.
And it's just like the scale of these movies is so huge. Unlike anything I've ever seen before.
It's so
and it's
awesome.
Amazing. That's like you can money. Tell it looks so good though. But yeah.
To rebuild a road is crazy.
Crazy.
The opening sequence of the movie, that is a practical truck crashing into a side of a yeah. real train that's moving. That's fucking awesome.
Yeah, it is
so cool.
I do appreciate that they use so much practical. Like, I think the whole movie's practical. Like, I don't think they do.
I think.
Well, I guess like the fire and shit, some of that yeah. is like.
But reading in the, I think it was in the trivia, they mentioned that Justin Lin got some shit for all the sort of like special effects that were in digital effects that were in Tokyo Drift.
Mm-hmm.
So I think he like swung the other way on purpose with this movie and mm-hmm. then also found a little bit of lightning in a bottle with that, like bringing the whole cast together and mm-hmm. making it like big blockbuster style foot chases and stunts and mm-hmm. and 3 different romance stories going on at the same time. It's like
a lot,
it's so
a lot
and,
not,
and that doesn't
on.
Even include Brian and Dom and Hobbs, but like there's like 11 very tense romantic relationships mm-hmm. all happening at once. This movie has so much and it's like this is what we need to go going forward.
Also, each movie feels like a reboot. Like
yes.
I felt like the fourth one was a reboot of the franchise. This one was a reboot of the franchise. Like it's really interesting how they can do just really do it over and over and over again.
From here on out, they really do start to feel like sequels of like it feels like, Jen, correct me if I'm wrong, like 5 is the second half of like where the movies change. They
yeah.
become like the big giant 14 cast member ensemble mm-hmm. blockbusters. But it's funny that like you're right. They like recon and then they finally just like mm-hmm. muscle it
they're
and
like,
5
this.
Works and they're like,
uh-huh.
got it.
Yeah,
all right,
this is what we'll do.
Add a new majorly famous, majorly talented, majorly attractive person every movie for the next 5 movies.
But it's wild that they got 5 movies to figure out the movie.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Including entire cast changes in the first 3.
Yeah.
It's so insane. Like in retrospect, it really is just like, they really were like trying so hard to make it happen in mm-hmm. like against like all odds. And it's like, you never like, it's a weird mix where it's like, I feel like studios never like do that. Like take the risk of like, no, no, no. Okay. Like, I think we figured it out this time and then be like, okay, like, not really. But like, what about this? Like, it was amazing. Okay,
well, how about one more $200 million movie and then we'll see. Like, imagine a studio executive saying that now. It's like, let's do one more 7-figure film and then I think we should
and
we'll have
it
in the
place.
And then
I think we'll figure it out. So just real quick, back to the plot. So,
Sorry, Nicole. What? That's why I forgot what I was trying to say. All the cop cars go into the police station bringing the money in there and everyone was watching from like 14 different locations because they're trying to be undercover. People are mm-hmm. looking for them, but the last shot is them 12 people across in like black leather standing on the roof directly across from the police station going, wow, it's a police station. It's like you're on facial recognition software just in the last scene and now you guys are standing 12 abreast walking in slow motion for the coolness of the shot, but completely showing your
it
ass
is
to everybody.
Very funny how frequently they are just in public in broad daylight as wanted people. But right. the fight we talked about happens. And I mean, at one point, Hobbs says he was like, you're disgusting. You beat a man with a fucking, what is it? Like, not a screwdriver.
A monkey wrench.
And then right before the fight like ends, he like holds this wrench up and then slams it down. But then it's revealed he slams it next to Hobbs's head. And then he lets Hobbs arrest the crew. And then they get attacked, baby.
And this is really fun because they don't really do like straight up shootout scenes in Fast and the Furious movies like this. Like, and this is kind of shit I'm always looking for in movies too. Just like blowing people. And this movie, I like this sequence is so dope. And The Rock gets his chance to kill 50, like
so
his
many
crew
people.
Is getting
so many
murked
people.
And he just comes so out and says, like, hold on, dink, 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 dink. He just keeps, and every time he just fires like four rounds, people leap out of the, it's like, what the fuck? He's a champion.
It's wild. And then Vince is fatally shot. And then we find out that he named his son Nick after Dominic Toretto. Oh, no, his name's Nico after Dominic Toretto. And then he's like, I'll watch over him. Don't you worry. And I was like, but why does he have to die? I'm like really hung up on the fact that he had to die.
Well, I feel like, and I don't, this doesn't feel exactly like Fast and the Furious mentality, but it does feel like they're like, Vince isn't really popping. No one loves Vince. Let's just kill him in this movie. Cause like, they were like, Han is dead already, but let's people love him. So let's jam him into as many more movies as possible. Vince ain't getting that much traction. Ice him. Like, we'll just have him die off camera.
I think that give has his to be a, it. Like, why right? else would he not have
probably.
Come back? It's either that, or it literally is like, he ate the last tiramisu at catering one day, and Vin Diesel's like, fuck you, man.
Like, and then he gets the pages and he's like, wait, I die? I read the script. How did this, what?
Like, and Vin Diesel's just like behind him looking so mad.
Your problem, Vince, is you thought you were in Fast and the Furious, but you were really in tiramisu.
And then, so Hobbs and Elena, they're like, okay, great. We're part of the team now. And I was like, wait, what? But then I was like, okay, I get it. The bad guy killed all of Hobbs's team. So he's like, great, I will join the criminals to get back at the man who murdered my team. And I was like, I feel like that's against his whole principle that he like established. He's like, I capture the bad guy. But so it's like, no, you get a new team to capture the two bad guys that you're now after.
There's a little bit of light work done by Elena throughout the movie, too, where she's like, but they gave the gasoline away. Why would they do it? There's no way they would kill the DEA agents. And then she gets that interaction with Vin, with Dom at her house where Dom takes his own $10 necklace back from
her. Oh, my God, that Letty gave her. So then I'm like, okay, they end up together at the end of the movie after she takes his necklace that Letty, his former lover, gave him. And I was like, this is messy.
It's a full-on soap opera. Like, it just is like the WWE of action movies. Like, it's just full drama, like just constant like no, like the necklace, like it's so crazy.
She's like, it's
so
worth
much.
Nothing. He's like, it's worth a lot of me. Yeah, okay,
I didn't, if I was after you, I didn't even ask. And she's like, huh? Like, okay, see you later, man.
Okay.
And it's like, she's, everyone is so heroic, and like Vin loves that like underdog story. So it's like, your husband was killed by a corrupt cop and now you're going after him. I appreciate that. I love you.
I appreciate that. I love you. So, okay, they break into the police station to figure out the safe thing. And, oh, wait, also, before that, they send Wonder Woman to go get his fingerprints. And
this is my favorite. I love this so much.
The way she gets it, she just talks to this guard and she's like, hello, I need to talk to that man. And they're like, great. The biggest criminal in all of Rio de Janeiro. Come on in, Wonder Woman. And she's like, hi, excuse me. I'd like you to put your arm around me. He's like, I can do that. And then that's how they get his fucking fingerprints.
The way that they get his fingerprints because he like taps her butt. And so it's like on her bathing suit bottoms. The way that he taps her butt is not the way that I would ever expect. Like, it's just such an egregious, he full hand on her butt. Uh-huh. Circles around, pats it. Like, it's fully,
he's
like,
Brazilian. It's cultural. I don't know. I apologize to all our Brazilian listeners. I don't know what I'm talking about.
It's okay. They forgive you. So the way they break into the police station is they put a bomb in the poop fucking pipe, and then it explodes poop on this man who's just trying to use the restroom. And then...
how many movies have you seen in your life that feature a toilet exploding with shit spraying out of it? I feel like 80s movies, 80s comedies had shit like that. I'm like, watching this movie and this happens, I'm like, have I seen this in 100 movies in my life? Like, why am I so well versed in shit spraying out of the top of a toilet?
It felt very comforting, and I felt like I was at home watching it. I was like, this is not as wild as they want it to be, because I feel like I've seen this. And then the little duo? What is their names?
Leo and Santos, I think.
Leo and Santos, they go in, they pose as janitors that nobody in this police station has ever seen before, but they're fine with it, and then start to drill holes in the wall. And I was like, not one cop was like, there's construction. What? What? Shouldn't they just be cleaning the shit? What do you mean there's what? They're not the contract. They're not. That was wild to me that nobody said anything.
I feel like if my toilet exploded shit and somebody started drilling into the wall, I'd be like, yeah, whatever. I don't know. Do whatever
you
gotta
do. I would have questions. I would be like, I need to know what exactly is happening. Also, I was like, was the vault on the other side of the bathroom?
Yes. Jen, you just I feel the same way. Like, if someone's fixing my car or doing something in my house, like, they could literally take a hammer, put it in the middle of my TV, and I'd look at them and they'd be like, this is actually how you do this. And I'd be like, right, okay, yeah, I don't have the confidence to say that that's wrong. Like,
no, someone would
be just drilling directly into my toilet, and I'd be like, uh-huh, yeah, this needs to happen. I don't want to sound like I don't know what's going on here.
Here's why I ask questions, and I don't give a fuck if they're stupid. I had a leak in my bathroom. My friend took a shower in my bathroom, and then there was a ton of water on the ceiling. And I was like, oh my God, if water's showing on the ceiling, that means the leak is very bad. So I had a plumber come, and he's like, I have to put a hole in your ceiling. And I said, okay, put a hole in the ceiling. And he goes, I got to put another hole in your ceiling. I said, okay. He put two holes in my ceiling. And he goes, you ain't got no pipes up there. And I said, excuse me? He goes, let me run a test. And the test was to just turn the hot water on with the door closed, and he goes, it's condensation. So then I had to get the two holes he put in my fucking ceiling fixed. So I always ask fucking questions now.
You don't have any pipes in here, lady.
No pipes.
What?
Excuse me? What do you mean?
I put 40 holes in the wall. I didn't find one pipe. Sorry, gotta go.
Not one pipe? Yeah, basically. And then he was like, $3,000, because it was like, I don't know, maybe $300. I mean, it was probably $300.
3,000.
Because it was like after hours. So I paid him the 300 and then canceled my card. So then it bounced. And then they called me for a very long time until I said, Drain Kings, you're not kings in my eyes. You'll never get this money. Anywho, so.
Well, now we've cleared that up.
Wow, drag them.
So then. There's like, oh, okay. So there's a, wait, what happens? There's a police chase.
Not to jump around too much, but just to jump back to when Roman tries to get the remote control car in there so they could do some spying.
Oh,
originally.
That was very funny.
And it's very funny. He goes, your card says Caucasian. It's like, what the fuck? Like, you're using Brian's FBI
he's using
ID.
Brian's FBI ID. And I was like, there's probably a face on it too that shows a white person.
It's really funny that Roman's character is introduced in this movie. He's like, we need someone who could talk his way into anywhere.
And honestly,
also, they also say we need a chameleon, and it's in reference to an Asian dude coming to Brazil. It's like, he's not going to blend like you think, man.
That is very funny. I didn't even clock that. That is so funny.
And they're like, we need a fast talker. And Roman just comes in and goes, yo, hey, take this. And the guy's like, no. He's like, okay, see you later. I got to go.
It is so crazy. Like, Roman throughout the entire franchise is like a bumbling buffoon. But he's like supposed to be like a smooth man, but he's always just like getting in trouble. He's like, just Tyrese like, playing pranks.
I think it stems from the second one where it's like, he is like, you know, smooth or whatever, but also is like kind of funny. And then maybe Vin Diesel was like, he can't be too masculine because like I'm pretty masculine.
That's exactly what happened. Like, you notice that he can't have like his heroism stepped on in any way.
No,
so like,
he can't, because Brian is like kind of like the little brother character. Like, he literally wears Vans in every scene.
Oh, Brian's wardrobe is insane. He dresses exactly like I did in sixth grade, but he's a 35-year-old man in 2001. Like, in Too Fast, it's at its best, too. He has, like, an Orange County Choppers t-shirt on and, like,
great.
Long
and, like,
wide shorts.
Leg jeans, and you're like, what is going on? But, yeah, it's fucking perfect. So they buy another safe, so... To practice opening it. And then they build a track, and then everyone. But like, what is the track?
The track is the exact way to get into the police station with the cameras rigged the exact way they are.
And
It's so obviously a way for the movie to be like, fuck, you know what? We don't have a lot of cars racing around here. It's like, okay, let's build a racetrack in the base and have every character do one cool thing in a car. It's like, perfect. Yeah. And it works for me.
It worked for me too. And I was like, oh no, they're never going to get fast enough. But then
we have this great idea, invisible
cars. They go steal some cop cars, and then they race the cop cars and they keep shifting. And I was like, so the cop cars in Brazil are sticks? Yeah. I was like, how is everyone in this world driving a stick?
Also, it's like, lay low. It's like, great, let's go steal cop cars, and then one block away, talk over the loudspeaker about how we're racing for $1 million.
You were absolutely right. Tyrese literally on a loudspeaker is like, we're going to steal money. We stole these cop cars. All right, ready, set, go.
I'm a Han fucking fanatic. I'm a Hanimal, if you will. And his line when he's like, we're probably going to die doing this anyway. Why not make it $1 million? Is just so, he's so fucking charming when he says that. I wish he threw a chip in his mouth there, because that's usually how he ends every one of his lines of dialogue in the movie. But in that moment, I was like, looking at him, I'm like, I'm so glad you didn't go to Tokyo yet. Tokyo is bad, man.
Tokyo's
Stay
bad.
Away,
you can't
man.
Go to Tokyo. It is so wild that this man, who has been on so many fucking adventures, gets killed in a kerfuffle with the lamest lead of a movie.
Oh, yeah. Well, maybe you'll find out something that...
Just wait.
Just wait.
Don't you worry.
If you think he was killed by a kerfuffle...
Don't tell me what happens. The listeners will get mad that I'll eventually find out.
Let's just say that the circumstances surrounding Han's death change for several... They've already changed a couple of times, and they changed several more.
I can't fucking wait. So this vault chase... So okay, this it's wild.
It's creative, like, as fuck.
It's amazing.
Visualizing that is so fucking thrilling. That's like, to be like, oh, we broke it. I know how we can make this chase different than other chases. And they were right.
They were right. And Dom somehow knows how to drive to yo-yo this vault into cars, to then slam cars into other cars, to then flip into the water. I was like, this is wild, but it was like thrilling to watch.
It's truly amazing. I always am like, you know how like being a like a writer, like performer, like people are always just like, how do you come up with this stuff? And that's like a hacky thing that we all make fun of or whatever. Sorry if that's news to you. Watching this,
but actually you're welcome, because maybe D'Angelo nipped that in the bud and you won't ask comics that anymore, you fucking losers.
Watching this movie, I truly was like, how did they come up with this stuff? Yeah. Like, it's just so amazing. It's incredible.
It really was. And then
you're like, I gotta have that safe at my wedding.
I wish you had a recreation of that fucking safe.
Oh my God.
And that's what you came out of before you walked down the aisle.
Oh, you drove away in a little limo and it said just married, but you were dragging a giant safe instead of a bunch of cans.
And it takes out like the entire reception.
Yeah, you do donuts just destroying the chain.
Yeah, I should have been driven down the aisle by like a car, but then, I'm in the safe.
I wonder.
That's the surprise.
Open it up, died of suffocation.
I wonder how much money it would cost to have Vin Diesel give you away.
We, like, I really tried to get The Rock involved in our wedding in some way. And, like, my dream was, like, what if he, like, performed the ceremony? But I was like, that we absolutely, like, can't make happen. But I was like, could I get, like, a video from him? And I couldn't get that either.
I wonder how much it would cost. Everybody has a price.
Everybody has
a
price.
Do you guys know, I'm pretty sure Nick Mundy... The Rock officiated his wedding as a surprise to his fiance.
Yes, that because happens he, kind of around the same time. And
yeah,
I remember
he met
so
The
jealous.
Rock at like a junket and was like, they hit it off or something like that. Yeah. And he was like, they like pranked his fiance by like she walked into it and The Rock was there to marry them. I don't know the specifics. The social media team here at HeadGum will post it or not at all. And you guys will ask about it and no one will ever answer me.
And no one will ever answer.
I don't give a fuck.
Wait, we got to get through the end of this chase into the seven little coda endings that this movie features after
I
the chase.
I love that this movie would not end. They were like, you want more and more and more.
Show me what every single person in the movie is now doing post the movie. I'm here for it. I want to see every character we were ever introduced to, what they are. I want to see the guy cleaning shit off of himself and complaining to his wife in Portuguese about it or whatever.
Wait, but here's what I didn't understand. So Vin Diesel, Dom is just like, all right, Brian, you gotta go. And then he like finishes the chase. I was like, where was Brian supposed to go? And then how did you know you were gonna be able to kill everyone? And like, it was very confusing to me.
Honestly, he has a ton of confidence in Nos. As like, and that's something this franchise will really hammers home over the course of.
I forgot that Nos is not prominently featured in this one, but we just have a little nod to Nos at the end, where he's like, "Okay, turn it on, baby." I mean, and then
it makes no sense, but he wants his Christ thing of like, "You go, Brian, family, you know, raise my nephew or niece correctly." And then he fucking just turns, and his plan is to drive right at everyone. But the other thing is, that's their plan too. Like, none of them stop and go, "Well, move or drive backwards or turn around."
Yes, truly. And after the first time this safe hits a car, I'd be like, "Oh, I gotta go home."
Yeah.
This doesn't seem like it's gonna be good for me.
Like, if you're a crooked cop, you give up in like 30 seconds. It's not like, you know, it's like,
I'm not gonna die for this
duty
man.
There.
No. And then at the end, I will say, I was like, they're just gonna leave the vault there? And then when The Rock opens it with the greatest of ease, because it wasn't even locked, he truly pulls it open. And I was like, how come the door didn't open while it was swinging into cars? But anyway, there's no money involved. And then we get to see The Rock figure out how they did it.
We go into
and
his
he's
brain.
Able to imagine the garbage truck underneath the overpass somehow. That one shot of Gal Gadot
driving was
the garbage
really
truck
funny.
Is really funny for
because
some reason, right?
She's driving so a truck with a big wheel, and she's trying to look sexy as she's jiggling around. Gabriel, when I tell you I like guffawed, I was laughing so fucking hard. My dog looked at me and was like, "Bitch, I don't know if it was that funny." And I was like, "But it was, Clyde. I'll rewind it," and I did. He didn't look at it, but like, very funny to me.
Luda getting that other chest, the other safe for practice or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, you don't remember that. Like, they let you forget that. And then when it's revealed, it's like, oh, fuck, they do have a copy of the safe. And it's so fucking cool.
It was great.
It was smart. Again, how do you come up with it? It was good. I thoroughly enjoyed it. It was very fun.
It's so good.
Real quick, we have to take another break.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome to Fail Better, David Duchovny's new podcast with Lemonada Media. On Fail Better, David, who has experienced both low and high-profile failures throughout his life, explores the vast world of failure, how it holds us back, propels us forward, and ultimately shapes our lives. Each week, he'll chat with guests like Ben Stiller, Bette Midler, and more about how our perceived failures have actually been our biggest catalysts for growth, revelation, and even healing. Through these conversations, he hopes listeners can learn how to embrace the opportunity of failure and fail better together. Fail Better is out now wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Let's talk through some of our characters' postscripts, because we get to see like where everyone is heading off to in their lives. We see Han and Giselle talking about heading off to Tokyo, but not just yet.
Not just yet. And the way they're making out as they drive, there's no way they didn't crash into something.
Oh, my God. In the Los Bandoleros, Vin and Letty go ham in the car while driving, too. And it's like, this is the most... Fast and the Furious thing ever.
In a 15-minute short film, they make out they make out on a kayak in a car.
Dude, yes. And she doesn't show up until the last 3 minutes of it. It's wild. It's so fucking... But again, I talk about this every week. The PG-13 sexiness of this genre, of this like series, hits really hard in this moment when they're making... It's like, this is the distillation of what they think it... It's kissing in a car. Two beautiful people, Han and Giselle. And it's like, this is as sexy as it gets in the Fast and the Furious universe because a car is involved as well. Like, that... Literally the sexiest, like most sexual, most graphic sexual moment in the movie is her taking a sarong off to reveal
a modest bikini.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
it
is like
dun, nasty.
Dun, 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 dun. It's played like in eighth grade when the handsome dude walks
but
in.
But honestly,
class.
The modest bikini was truly for the plan because they needed enough fabric to get the finger.
Right. Or else Ludacris would be having to hold Gal Gadot's ass up to the safe and like press her cheeks into it's like drop your drawers. Move, bitch. Get out.
I truly wish that that's what they had to do. Just holding this thin woman's butt up to this fucking thing. Oh my God. Stay on fabric like that?
I can't imagine that's based on reality.
And definitely not bathing suits.
Yes.
But I like she also randomly had the blue light flashlight that shows the handprint on it. She's like, see, we got it right here. It's like, where'd you get that?
She was like, let's go to the store before we get back to the fucking warehouse.
She's like, Han, turn around. I have to take my bikini off and walk around in just a see-through sarong with no bottoms until I get back to the safe house where I kept my size zero jeans.
Oh, boy. And then the
biggest one of them all. Elena and The Rock are now a full-blown team or something like that.
Wait, are they?
No, sorry. I mixed it up. Elena's with Vin Diesel now.
Yeah, Elena's with Dom, and I really hated that. I was just like, you know, you were ride or die for Letty. You didn't want to fuck Wonder Woman because she wasn't enough of a percentage of angel, whatever. Mm-hmm. But, like, we're going to fuck Elena? No. This is sacrilegious to me. This is sick. Yeah. I was like really upset. I was like, no amount of white jeans and white tank top and, you know, silver cross can make this okay.
But then the fucking kicker, if you think you're upset then you find out Letty is still alive.
He finally moved on, but it's not alive. A good time to do that.
No, you're going to regret moving on, brother. And Elena, you're going to be in a complex situation going forward.
Yeah, because they're given details that there was a hijacking of a military convoy in Berlin. And in the file, he discovers a recent photo of Letty. But I'm like, does Hobbs know who Letty is?
I don't.
Yeah, because he knows everything about his prey.
Oh,
I feel like he does. I feel like because he would know about their previous crimes, and she was probably implicated. But it's crazy. She's now the second person that has died on camera in this movie, and in this movie series, she's now the second person resurrected.
Well, technically,
it is pretty
not
wild.
The last.
Technically, she's the first person resurrected, right? Because Han.
Yes, because Tokyo actually, Drift hasn't happened yet.
Right. To be fair, yes. Oh, right. Han was resurrected by moving the placement of the movie in the timeline.
1, 2, 3.
But then
Han
is also resurrected.
Three.
Yeah. Then Han is resurrected in another way.
So does that mean 5 comes after? So she's definitely not dead. So we thought she was dead, but she's not dead. Or does 5 take place later?
No, 3 hasn't happened yet, but 4 has.
Okay.
So we thought she was dead.
Okay. Yeah. But she's not. She like literally looks at the camera. She's like, I'm dead. And like, yes. Pop is shot.
We thought she was dead because she was clearly killed on camera.
Right. And because our main character in the movie mourned for her for a huge chunk of the fourth movie.
He wouldn't fuck nobody for a whole movie. Wait, when Hobbs lets them go another time, he's like 24 hours and I'll be seeing you, Dom. And he's like, no, you won't. But I was like, why does he let them go?
Because they saved his life.
Yeah, because they like helped him avenge his.
And then also he kills Rice. And I was like, bring him in. He's like a big underlord. Like, isn't that a good get?
Dude, it's fun that he flippantly kills him, though. I truly do like that he just walks up and goes, pop. He just walks up with his fucking like stocky, I'm holding two suitcases position, like arms, and then just pop, pop, shoots the guy twice. He's like, that's for my team. All right, Toretto, 24 hours, get moving. It's like, slow down, Hobbs.
But honestly, so like, Vin has talked about The Rock's performance, and I kind of get it.
What?
No, The Rock's,
I'm not saying The Rock is bad. I'm just saying Vin does take moments and is soft in some moments. There, I mean, his line reads are basically like the same, but like some are loud, some are a little softer. He takes a moment, maybe slows it down. The Rock kind of was at like even pace the whole movie, like just like da 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 da. There wasn't as many levels. Not that
fire.
I'm saying Vin Diesel
fire.
Has huge
I am,
levels.
I'm with you. I don't want to go head to head with D'Angelo, the main Rock stand, young writer on Young Rock. We can't afford to have that. But I think The Rock is not in the same movie as the rest of these guys.
I agree.
And I don't think that means, I think The Rock might be in, honestly, a better movie, but he stands out. It's like his vibe is off, but it's fun in this one. And this was like, oh man, The Rock and Vin Diesel. He sort of doesn't, I don't like the way he fits in the rest of the movies because he doesn't fit the energy. And he is a little cooler than like, or like bigger, scary. He's like a lot of the things Vin Diesel's that Dom is, he's a little bit more heightened. So it's like with him eliminated, you like Dom even more.
Yeah.
So, wow. This is so fascinating. Yeah. I really disagree.
So I think The Rock is in like a full blown action movie where I think Vin Diesel is in a soap opera action movie.
Correct.
Yeah. I think that The Rock like, is treating it like wrestling in a way that I really like, where I'm sort of like, I like The Rock's vision of what this franchise is, which is like kind of like you sort of know that it's really crazy and over the top and like stuff doesn't really make sense. And it's sort of like there's a little bit of a wink to it, but he's also taking it very seriously. Whereas Vin Diesel is just like, this is art. This is the best film ever made.
Yes, Vin Diesel is method in crashing cars on the weekends to be like, that's what Dom does.
Yeah.
So, and that's what I'm here for.
So is Paul Walker.
Oh,
not cool. I'm like upset with myself for saying that. I love that man so
much.
He's
so great. It's honestly sad to see him in movies. He's just so, he seems like such a nice man.
Has, I will say this, Paul Walker has charisma you cannot buy.
Yes.
Like he's got like this like child, I don't not or youth youthful glow and grin. Like
he's like boyishly gorgeous.
Yes, there we go. Yes.
He's like he's so good looking, but he looks so young and like fragile at the same time. But then he is kind of a good physical actor. He gets better. He gets some good hand to hand stuff in 6 and 7. Ooh. But like he's a good physical actor, and he really shot. Like I've been watching all of Paul Walker's other movies out of curiosity because I watched Takers for the first time because I haven't seen a lot of his stuff, and I'm like, oh shit. We've really fucking we're missing out.
Yeah.
Like this dude would have had a fucking, I think he would have only gotten, because he was definitely not getting unattractive for the next like 35 years.
Yeah,
so.
I mean, he was aging well. Ooh,
yeah,
baby.
Exactly.
He also was like, he was like a crew person, I think, before. Like, I feel like he was like a truck driver or something. Like, he was like, yeah.
Oh,
like,
that's so cool.
He was apparently, I just remember hearing a story. I can't remember who I heard it from. Maybe it's apocryphal. Maybe it's a lie. Oh, here I go again. But that he was like on the set of some movie and like, a truck was blocking his car or something, and he had been wrapped, and like he was like trying to find someone to move it, and there wasn't anyone around, so the keys were in there, so he like jumped in and just like moved it himself, and somebody came up and was just like, hey, you can't fucking do that unless you're like in the union or whatever, and he pulled out his union card because he like used to do it or something, and then they like hugged.
Like, just Jen, like, I hope this is something you have made up from, like, you know, just like a hot, sexy dream you had about him.
That's my hot, sexy dream, is just like two men being nice to each other.
Well, then you're going to love Dave on FX.
So wait, this movie, it was nominated for awards. Best Action Movie at the People's Choice Awards. It won Choice Movie Action, the Teen Choice Awards. Vin Diesel, Paul Walker, and Jordana Brewster were all nominated for their respective roles. It is 77% fresh on Rotten Tomatoes. A critic for IFC.com said, this movie is so drenched with testosterone, it belongs on Major League Baseball's banned substances list. Okay, that's a little much. Audience reviews are positive. The budget was $125 million, and it grossed $626 million worldwide. I bet whatever executive was like, we'll figure this out, is living real nice now.
He died of high fives in the office on Monday, whoever it was. By the way, Jen, just looking up Paul Walker's IMDb, clicking on the additional crew tab brings up Expedition Great White, a TV documentary series where he was credited as deckhand/researcher. So homie was doing some like PA, like behind the scenes stuff.
All right.
Just the most attractive fucking PA. I mean, that's Los Angeles for you, where Paul Walker is a PA on a movie set because everyone is that fucking.
Can you imagine
here.
If you were working on a show and Paul Walker was a PA and you're just like, buddy.
You're an aging actor
thing.
In the league, feeling like you're a little paunchy, and this guy is, you're like, man, I'm, and then all of a sudden it's like, hey, sir, I'm the PA. I'll be walking you to your car. Come with me. It's like, who the fuck is this dude? Why is he wearing JNCOs?
Here's some trivia. So the stunt involving the flatbed truck slamming into the moving train was filmed practically without the use of miniatures or CGI. The collision nearly derailed the train. This movie added $27 million to the Puerto Rican economy. The production employed 236 technicians, 13,145 extras that took up 16,824 room nights in local hotels. Oh, yeah, that's great. But why did they shoot in Rio de Janeiro? Anywho, the role of Hobbs was originally envisioned for Tommy Lee Jones.
Whoa.
Which is really funny because he's playing his role from The Fugitive in U.S. Marshals. He like literally the guy who's chasing escape. But that sounds like a Vin Diesel idea, truly, where he's like, well, you know who's the best in movies like this? Let's just get him for the role.
But Tommy, he was old then.
No, the energy
would
not.
The energy
so
would have been insane.
Now.
Yeah.
That would have been completely different. The Hobbs we got is exactly what the franchise needed.
We got the Hobbs we needed.
We got the Hobbs we deserved.
We did.
And you were right, Justin Lin focused on practical effects because people were complaining about too much CGI. And this is the one thing where complaining served us well. Paul Walker, he did most of his own stunts, training with parkour specialist Paul Darnell for authenticity. They set to shoot this for 2 months. It ran over schedule. It took 5 months.
Ooh. Whoa.
Damn, that's a long ass fucking time.
Meanwhile, that like Universal exec is just like, guys, trust me. I promise.
Trust me. It's going to be fine.
Please. No, like,
we got Roman back. It's the exact thing we need. Leo and Santos and Roman. We got everybody.
It's very
Holy
funny.
Fuck.
Jen, we're at the end. Do you have anything you would like to plug?
Yeah, check out Young Rock.
Okay, will do.
He's better than
you
Diesel.
You wrote for the wrong. Yeah, work on the Young Rock.
Okay, so this is right in. Okay, Fast and Oprah voice, fabulous. Have I watched a Fast and the Furious movie since the first? No. Will I watch them now? Also, no. But I will listen to this podcast and delight in Nicole and Gabrus explaining the deep ridiculousness and fun of this franchise, complete with the vroom vroom noises. I will forever support Nicole's emitting love to Vin Diesel. I love Vin Diesel. I want to put my pussy on his head. Gabrus and Byer are an amazing duo. This is Aiden Mudd. The first one was just numbers, 21883. Aiden Mudd said, amazeballs. Gabrus and Nicole are an amazing duo. They go together like Doritos and Mountain Dew. Like wet naps and chicken wings?
Oh, wet naps. Wet. Oh. Okay.
Yeah, okay.
A wet nap is when you take 20 minutes a dream and then come in your pants, I think.
I actually was like, do they mean like when you take a nap after you get out of the pool and you weren't like actually dry?
Oh my God, instantly like, not dry at all. You instantly fall asleep.
You're like, not dry. I think I have the munchies. Okay, so if you write a review, we'll pick some. We'll fucking read them. Next week, we're back with Fast and the Furious 6. They just gave up naming these movies. And I love it. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Was a HeadGum original.